Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Is the government ready to take on big tech? Well, last week, the Justice Department opened an antitrust review into whether giants like Google, Amazon, and Facebook are stifling innovation with anti-competitive practices. And earlier this month, the Federal Trade Commission slapped a $5 billion fine on Facebook for its deceptive privacy practices. Our next guest says the record-breaking penalty amounted to less than a slap on the wrist. Let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is editor-at-large at Recode. Kara, it's good to have you back.
Thanks.
So you expressed some skepticism in your column in the New York Times this week that Congress would be able or even willing to meaningfully regulate tech companies. Why is that?
Well, it's Congress and also the agencies charged with it, like the FTC, because I saw the fine that the FTC gave Facebook for breaking an earlier consent decree, and it's very small. There isn't a lot of strictures in it. It's a small amount of money to Facebook, even if it's a record-setting fine. It's not a big enough one to really stop them from doing what they were doing or to prevent them from doing it again. And so, and then the rules that they have Facebook under, there's nothing really that's very much going to stop them from committing the same problems.
We've known for a long time that companies like Google and Facebook, that they just absolutely dwarf their competition. But spend a minute talking about how close to monopolies you think these companies are. You know, how bad is it really?
You know, it's a question of figuring out what the new landscape is. And a lot of our laws were written long ago. I started the column talking about the idea of when was the last time an online search service was started, which was a long time ago.
Bing in 2009.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not doing very well. And that's owned by Microsoft. And then when was the last time there was a social network? And that was 2011, Snapchat. Same thing with commerce. There isn't a wide-ranging commerce company. And even Walmart and eBay have problems keeping up with Amazon. I think Amazon has close to 48% of the market, something like that. And in terms of online advertising, Google and Facebook suck up over 60% of it. And in search, Google just dominates almost completely with numbers that are so high. And the same thing with social media, with Facebook and Instagram. And while there's lots of competitors, they're not very big, and they don't really count. And so I just think you have to think about what kind of market you want to have with one or two massive players dominating everything.
And so what does meaningful regulation look like to you? I mean, would you go as far as, say, breaking them up, which some lawmakers have suggested?
Yeah, some lawmakers have, but you have to do it carefully and do proper investigations. That's the key part here, is they've got to do investigations and try to paint a picture of a market in which I call consumers. Consumers have become sort of cheap dates for these tech platforms, by which I mean you give out enormous information about yourself, and you don't get that much in return, even though you're getting free email and, say, perfect delivery and things like that. The trade is so much more in the favor of the large companies. In terms of money they make off of you is enormous. And so I think we have to think really hard about that trade that consumers make with these companies. I think we've got to push them harder to respect privacy and make you understand what your information is being used for and how they're monetizing it. And then also that there should be more competitors in the market. It's always better for consumers when there's more competitors in the market. And so how do we create those aims? I don't know. We have regulators. We've got Congress. We've got all kinds of ways to do that.
I know you've been speaking with people in Silicon Valley, like Reddit's Steve Huffman, about all of this. I mean, does the industry want Congress to intervene?
Yeah, certainly. Reddit CEO does. I think a lot of competitors to these companies, which are much smaller, want Congress and regulators come in and do something about it, because they're going to remain small no matter what happens as these larger players get bigger and bigger and suck up more of the market. And so they would like some equalizing, and not in a way that they don't want to compete, in that these companies are so large, it's impossible to compete.
Hmm. There is some innovation going on. The recent IPOs of Beyond Meat and the video conferencing company Zoom are a couple of examples that you point out in your column. How are firms like that able to succeed in this environment?
Well, you can see a lot of competition happening in markets that are fresh and new, like Beyond Meat, where they're making plant-based meats for people. It's a growing market. Or Zoom, which is an area of around phone calls and things like that. So in the big areas, there are one or two entrenched players. And so the question is, how entrenched do we want them to become? And, you know, there's nothing wrong with investigating them. There's nothing wrong with seeing how they impact the economics of other companies. And I think that's a good thing for the government to do. The real tough balancing act would be to investigate these companies and do the right thing versus sort of quashing all innovation. Mm. And that's what the government is supposed to come in and do. And only the government can do that.
Kara Swisher, editor-at-large for Recode, will link you to her recent column in the New York Times at our website, hereandnow.org. Kara, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.